mean, I know personally, like, my childhood was very far from ideal. And I've actually been really intrigued and interested in this because, like, some people who have really easy childhoods turn out to not, like, be ambitious and have careers. They end up kind of not doing so well. And people who have too much trauma in their childhood
get lost.
Yeah. And so you have to have, like, the right amount of trauma to end up kind of being successful in life. And I was like, good job, paper. Now I'm thoroughly confused because probably, like, the
threshold.
Not helpful.
What do I do? Do I take care of my child or do I abuse her? Ah, what
do I do? I mean, like, and then
do
each
not
person
abuse children.
Has a threshold.
A joke. I just want to make sure people know that I'm not saying to do that. It's important. Please do not do that. Anyway. So yeah, that's a very good question, actually, because it's funny because I have this conversation with my husband, but what do you do? Like, you can't give them everything. You got to set boundaries. I mean, I don't really know what the right answer is, man. I'm just winging it. But, like, I'm hoping I'm doing it okay. I mean, my kids laugh at my jokes, and I mean, that's key to me. So
I mean, like, their form of trauma could just be that their dad, you know, goes on leave.
Well,
it isn't like
anything extra special.
Know,
and we, again, this is a nurture versus nature situation. It's not like he's abandoning them. They Correct. Know he's always coming back. So when he leaves, they handle it very well because they're used to it. Mama leaves. End of the world. You should have heard these kids screaming out the window. Like, everybody at the airport was like, oh, I guess they're dying. I'm like, yeah, I guess so. But yeah, can't go off and have fun. You know what I'm
nope,
saying?
Like, nope.
No, it was sad. I cried a little. But anyway. Yeah, it was really sad, but we definitely did video chats and everything else, and but yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's a good question. You have to be. It depends on the person. Are they hyper aware of what's right versus wrong? Like, when do you realize what's happening to you was not okay? You know, do you choose to, you know, and you can, let's say, bring that back to my, you know, my origin story as a data scientist. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I hit it again. Fine. Everything's fine.
Yes, gotcha. Everything's fine.
Okay. So, like, I grew up, and it's almost as if I came from just like this cyclone of trauma. You know, my grandmother was sold as a slave by her mother. My mom, horrible, horrible childhood, that poor woman. And like, and then I came around, and, you know, these two women were sucked back into that cyclone, this, you know, constant barrage of things that'll bring you back. Like, when does it get to the point where your brain just can't take it? Where's the breaking point, right? Where you just fall into it.
And how do you break the cycle? Because it's really normal, like, to have that level and then you just keep going a lot.
Right. And like, part of it's, I don't know, I feel like it depends on your choices, right? So, like, you know, as a kid, I was seeing my biological father was incredibly horribly abusive, and I, even as a young kid, could see, like, the damage it was causing and the fact that we were living the way we were living. I mean, like, cockroaches crawling out of, like, the Wonder Bread bags. I do not eat Wonder Bread today because clearly it's the Wonder Bread's fault, not, like, the horrible household that I was in. You know what I'm saying? But, ew, Wonder Bread, ew.
But, I mean, it's association.
If you like Wonder Bread, I'm so sorry.
Okay? But, like, it's, like, in your mind, it's associated. It's, like, yeah. What is it called? Like, poison aversion?
Or, like, if you're, like, really drunk one night and you wake up and you're really, like, hungover and you eat eggs and then you puke eggs and then you don't eat eggs for 6 months. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
For sure.
But,
for
like,
sure.
A little bit longer and a little bit
more
traumatic.
Yeah, like, whatever, a little bit more intense. But I'm just saying, it's pretty similar. It's pretty similar.
So, like, poison aversion.
Yeah. But, you know, my mom tried. She tried to break the cycle. But she didn't really know. I mean, like, dude, she got knocked up when she was 16, 17.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and he was same age, I think. I think he's only, I really don't know. But I could look, I guess, online. But, oh well. But, you know, they have this kid. And back then, in the 80s, you can't be in school if you're pregnant. So she drops out. He dropped out, I think,
really?
Before that. Huh? Yeah, she didn't finish high school. Neither of them did.
I mean, the number of girls that I saw graduate my high school with a giant belly was like, yeah, whatevs.
Yeah, and that's how it should be. Like, I mean, shit happens, dude. Like, whatever. Like, well, that's a whole different story. I mean, don't get me started on that route. Anyway, she was good at what she did. She's very people-focused, you know. She's very, you know, she's got that hardcore soft skill of interpersonal skills. Mm-hmm. She's got that skill set. And, But, you know, and she, you know, she did what she did, but he was psycho, dude. And like, it was bad. It was real bad. And, I, you know, as I got older, I could see what was happening, and it wasn't just him. I could see the choices that she was making that was getting her stuck. Like, she never depended on herself. She always depended on men. Like, we lived boyfriend to boyfriend to boyfriend after she left Rusty. And it was very, I mean, we moved around so much. It was so unstable. But, and then after they divorced, he still somehow, you know, in the 80s, he still had like partial custody. And I mean, the shit that he did. And then eventually he went to prison. So high five that. And then when he, you know, we had to go up to New Hampshire and change our names. We like until they caught him because it was just like,
you know, scary.
It was, well, I mean, and in that industry, my mom's industry, she also had like a ton of stalkers. These guys were weird, you know. Not judging any of you that go to strip clubs. You, I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, there's crazy. A difference between like going to a strip club and stalking a stripper. Yeah, like there's a dramatic difference between that.
Don't be creepy.
Like waiting for her at her car is not okay.
Yes.
Giving her dollars inside of the establishment where
following
she agreed.
Her in the car with her child in the back seat. Not cool, bro. She's trying to drive. So unsafe. But I'm just saying. But, you know, they caught him. He went, I think they put him back in prison. But when he got out again, he was stuck in, I think, Oklahoma or Michigan. I don't know, one of them. But we got on, like, the registry to be notified if anything happened. So it's like, in my whole life, I've had this, like, constant boogeyman fear of putting myself out there. This is why this is such a big deal. Because I'm like, I'm serious. Like, this is huge. My first step was probably just my LinkedIn. But then you asked me to do this. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to totally use the shit out of her. No, that sounds really bad. I didn't mean it like that. But I'm just saying. Like,
I mean, it's a podcast. I invite people on. You can say whatever you want or not whatever you want. It's up to you.
Well, I mean, as I got older and I noticed it, like starting between like ages of 10 and 13, I started realizing like my mom just progressively got worse and meaner. And, you know, she gave up. I have a little brother. She gave up for adoption when I was 4 and a half. And that fucked her up. I mean, like bad. Again, she's a product of her own trauma. So she's just really messed up. And definitely took it out on me because a lot. It was definitely my fault because, you know, I existed. So she couldn't take care of both of us. And so she made it very clear that she couldn't keep both of us and she would make sure I knew. So, you know.
I mean, you can look on the flip side. She's trying to tell you how much she loves you because she kept you instead of putting you up for adoption.
Agreed. But what she said was,
yes,
it's kind of like when you go to the pound and you see a puppy versus a dog. They're going to want a puppy, not a dog. I was like, I get it. I actually was a solid analogy, if you're thinking about it. People are going to want a newborn over, like, a kiddo that's 4 and a half, right? I'm just saying. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's right. Like, you shouldn't say that, obviously. It was mean.
Especially not to a child.
But I'm saying it was a solid analogy. Anyway, pretty good is all I'm getting at. She's not very smart, so you got to give her credit where it is, okay? Anyway, like, so no. At some point, I was really lucky. I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know how this happened, but I was really good at math. Out of nowhere, dude, look, my mom did a lot of drugs when she was pregnant. I'm not saying it was the cocaine, but I cannot explain why I was good at math coming from those two humans. Maybe it was the cocaine. Don't do cocaine when you're pregnant, but maybe it was the cocaine. Nobody knows. We've not tested this, have we? I'm just saying I don't understand. That's all I'm getting at. And all of a sudden, I was really good at math, and my teachers were like, damn, you're pretty good at math. I was like, word. So, and I kind of rolled with it. And
now we're here.
Well, no, I was more than that. I mean, it was like data analysis, you know, innately, right? You're seeing all these terrible choices these people are making and the outcome, i.e., my brain is training on historical data. That's what I did there.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty good at that. Yeah. Anyway, it's fine. You don't laugh. Anyway, and then I decided to change the input to get a potential different outcome. So. I wrote that analogy down earlier. I was really proud of it. Spent some time on it. So that's cool. You should leave it in, though. It's pretty good. All right. Anyway, the point is, so yeah, that's where. And then I joined. Well, and then I didn't have any other options. I was like, I needed to get the fuck out of that house. So, I mean, her boyfriend hated me. She definitely did not like me. She was always drunk. So I was like, okay, can you just like sign these papers so I can go to college? And then my counselor was like, you're not going to get into college. You don't even have any extracurricular activities. I was like, work four jobs. I can't. So I was like, okay, well, what choices do I have? Go into massive amounts of debt or join the military. And so my girlfriend, who signed up for the Marine Corps, talked me into going and talking to the recruiter. And I don't know. I don't think that guy expected much. And I don't, all I know is apparently when you question them and then question their answers, they are very uncomfortable. I don't know what happened, but homeboy was like bright red and sweating, and he had to go out and he was like shaking and smoking a cigarette. I was like, all right, well, I'll see you later. Bye.
The recruiter?
I was like, I don't think I'm going to join the Marines. I just don't think it's going to work out. And right next door was the Air Force guy. And he like came out and he was like, you did that? You want to come talk to me? I was like, yes. And I went in there. I was like, cool. So, and yeah, I joined the military and I learned a language. I became a Russian linguist. It's kind of like my first like, oh shit, I can actually do things and be decent at it. But I mean, I was still like questioning myself constantly. It's like, you know, everybody talks about imposter syndrome, but it's like the imposter syndrome of life. You know what I'm saying? Like any little thing, you're like, I don't think this is going to work out. Oh, hey, look, it worked out. Like, that's weird. But yeah. And then, yeah, I chose to get out. I got my master's degree in math. Yeah, first generation high school graduate.
With a master's degree. Like, that's an anomaly, right? To, like, have that upbringing and then get your high school diploma and everything. But not only that, you have an advanced degree. Like, you not only did you get a college degree, and you're probably the first one in your family to get a college degree.
I was the first one in my family to graduate high school.
Yeah, I know. I mean, so, like,
and also, you know, not to be an asshole. No offense. But no offense, for real. They were
dicks. I mean, you
like, they were rude.
And you don't physically harm anyone.
I happen to really enjoy my husband and my children. So no, it's weird how like when you love something, you don't hurt it.
I know. It's almost like that's how you're supposed to treat other humans.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, you're not supposed to like control, manipulate, gaslight, or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're supposed to treat them with respect and let them be their own person and love them.
I feel like that's solid advice for everyone, not just shitty parents. Just saying. But specifically shitty humans in general. Please don't be dicks. And yeah. But yeah, anybody who, so, you know, the reason why that I wanted to do this is because, like you said, not a lot of people are able to make their way out of, you know, the Air Force was a stepping stone for me. It was the stepping stone out of the mud almost, right? Like I was, you know, I felt like, I don't know what would have happened if I didn't join. I really don't. But I probably just would be in a massive amount of debt because I'd probably still go on to get my master's degree because I really liked math and it was like the only thing I was good at. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to go with math. High five, you know?
But how did you know that you wanted to get an advanced degree? Like, I know that, like, no one told me to go get an advanced degree. I was like, oh, I need one if I want to do this.
Well, I would say, honestly, I would think after I got out of the military, I started working for a cyber warfare squadron. And my boss, he's way more than my boss, Bruce. Bruce, what's up, bro? He's, I guess, whether he likes it or not, he's like a father figure. Sorry, Deb. Deb's his wife. I love her. Anyway, he has a master's degree in electrical engineering, or IEEE. Wait, EEE? Did I say it right? Three E's?
Isn't that like a certification or like a group or something? And there's like a president, like IEEE, I think is the way they say it.
Yeah, I have no idea, but electrical engineering, that's whatever.
I don't know. I know somehow it's involved with nuclear power plants because I heard of IEEE and everyone was like, oh my God, IEEE. And I was like,
yeah. Well, he went into, like, the telecommunication side of it, okay. So, like, the networking and stuff like that. But, yes, same concept. But, I mean, whatever. He is EE, dub E. I don't know. I can't think of anything fun right now. Anyway, the point is, he really wanted me to go study double E, E squared. Nothing? Okay, whatever. Anyway, the point is, I was like, that nonsense. That's very I didn't want anything, like, specific, right? I was like, I haven't, like, figured myself out. I haven't, like, grown up yet, so I'm just going to go with math. Is math, and it is the base of everything. You know it is. You physics majors all there. What is it? Come on, it's applied math. Let's be honest.
I mean, statistics is the basis for everything.
I disagree.
Every single publication has to have a p-value in order to get published. Where
does that
come
from? How did you get it? Did you have to like do some calculations there in the background? Applied math. I'm just saying.
That's what statistics is applied math.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Base. I was like common denominator. There, I got you. That's what happened. I was like, "Fuck you," and then I did it. I don't know why I did it. I was like, you know, I think I'm gonna do this. Yeah, okay. And I did it. So I don't know. I don't know what made me do that. Maybe like the idea of more money. Maybe I'm an overachiever. I don't know. I'm glad I did because that was hard. I think about having to do that now, like people that do that with kids, I don't know how they high five to them. I don't know how they do it, like an advanced degree or a PhD or whatever, while they already have children.
Yes.
Like you have to have, I don't know how you do that. That's impressive. Do you sleep? Probably not. My assumption is solidly no. Like, I mean, or you maybe eat a lot of ramen. Ramen really helps you stay awake.
That's really?
Yeah. Pro tip.
I don't like the instant ramen. I can't do it.
Instant? Ew, no. I mean, wait. What do you mean? Because I mean,
like the instant cup thing where you put it in like the microwave and you pour hot water in it.
No, that's cheating is what that is.
If you make real ramen with udon noodles. Oh, yes. Yes,
it's like real ramen isn't like from the bag. You get a lot of those for very cheap. I'm
just saying. Yeah, but that's instant. I don't like.
No, you got to put it in the pot. It's not instant. It's instant if you got to put it in the microwave. Like that's the rule. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Like it's the definition. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's science. But yeah.
So you survived on ramen.
I did. I didn't drink coffee until I had my second child, and I was like, "Yeah, I didn't need it. I'm weird enough, and I'm capable of." Making everybody annoyed enough. You know what I mean? Like some like hyper. And yeah, it was called tweak a lot when I was a kid. I did not do drugs. I just want to point that out. But oh, that's, I mean, I shouldn't go any further than that with that sentence. Anyway.
Yes.
Yes.
So what? I'm going to circle back. Like what? Did you ever meet your brother? Have you met your brother?
It's a whole thing. No, I don't have room for all that, man. Like, going like, you know, people are like, oh, you should just get on 23andMe and da da da. And I'm like, oh, dude, I don't even know what would happen. Like, I already have so much going on with, like, you know, the murder thing. Anyway, that's enough in my head right now. So I can't. I mean, honestly, the way I look at it. So I know some people that were adopted and they have zero desire to find their biological parents, family, whatever, because they had it so good. Right. Like they had such a good upbringing and. And that's what I'm hoping is happening here. And I don't want to do that to him. I don't want to add that. And then, you know, so it's just not, yeah, I'm not, I don't know.
I mean, so like I found out last year that I have a half sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like a decade older than me.
But oh, which side, mom or dad?
Oh, dad. Yeah. Oh, and then I had to like bully my dad into acknowledging and talking to her because that's what she wanted.
You're hyper religious.
Yes. Father wouldn't acknowledge that he had. Yes. Anyway, we are not going to judge him. But I found out I had a half sister. Obviously, I don't agree with hyper religious people who don't practice what they preach. But she was nice and I met her. She loved her mom very thoroughly and she had a very happy upbringing. But for some reason, she wanted to talk to my dad. So I had to.
Right. And that's like, that's not, that was a general, like.
No, but I mean, just telling you, like,
yeah.
She was happy and like, she wanted to talk to my dad or our dad. I guess it's our dad. I get to share him now. And yeah, my dad refused. So I told him I wasn't going to talk to him until he talked to her. And then proceeded to stonewall him until he talked to her. So, I mean, there are different situations. So,
yeah,
but it was just like, on,
but may I ask, did he say why? I don't know if you want this. Sorry.
No, I don't care. It's his excuse was that he didn't want to pay back child support to a 40-year-old woman.
Is that what she was hoping?
No, she didn't want that. He was just pulling that out of thin air because he was trying to make excuses. Yeah. He's making excuses.
Yeah,
and I was like, get over it. You made a mistake. Look your mistake straight in the eyes and it's a human.
Right. Was he married to your mom when this happened?
I don't believe so. But okay. He just like ran away from the situation.
Oh, so he knew that he had impregnated somebody and just jetted?
That's one story I heard. There are many stories.
Cool.
But, you know, I just lots of questions, but whatever. Just wanted her to talk to him because that's what she wanted and
right.
Trying to. Get an adult.
And if, well,
to act like an adult is annoying.
Yeah. I don't know. That's hard because I can't imagine being it. And that's actually a big scare for me. Like if he reaches out to try to find his mom and that's what he meets. She's cray cray. She's like narcissistic, borderline personality disorder. She's an addict, all the things. And she's mean, dude. And she started. So I actually asked her once if he ever found you with like, what were you? And she's like, oh, I wouldn't open the door. And I was like, why do you think he would just show up at the door? Like, I would just call you. I'm saying like, what's a jump? Like,
I mean, yeah. Like, if you're a narcissist, you think that people want to will travel across the world to. Anyway, yes.
But apparently, he's just going to roll up into North County, St. Louis. No, bro. I mean, unless he lives there. I don't know. I guess everything's possible. But yeah.
But I mean, like, that's what 23andMe and Ancestry.com was or is. Yeah. I actually had a friend that has a really intriguing story. I probably shouldn't tell it for her, but she didn't think, like, she thought her dad went MIA, but her mom actually got donor sperm.
Oh.
And then she found out she had like 10 half siblings. And she found out at like 23.
Did her mom say that, like, it wasn't a donor sperm? Like, she said afterward that, like,
she found out after the fact.
Right. But she, like, her whole life, her mom was saying, oh, yeah, there was a guy, but he peaced out.
What the fuck? And then, like, she reached out to him and he's like super nice. He's like, what do you want to know? And she's like, I didn't, you know, that's not the story. So anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say is a lot of people have messy stories.
Oh, yeah. A ton of people. And it's and that's
more
the thing
messy
is,
than not.
Well, it I would say even people that, you know, you would think had, or I would, you know, that we would think has a perfect upbringing, they're going to have some sort of something easy. I mean, like a car accident is traumatic. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. You just never know. And, you know, and that's something that to me is a big deal. Like, I don't know how, if everyone does this, but I know that my doctors at the VA, they approach, oh shit, what's it called? It's like trauma assumed care or some shit like that. They approach every patient as if, like, they assume that they may have had some traumatic event happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they approach them like that. So they don't just, you know, go at them hard and just expect all this stuff. Like, you know, all right, bitch, let me poke you in the arm. All crazy town. You know what I mean? They're actually going to talk to you. As you know, you're no longer in the military because, like, gauntlet.
I mean, yeah. Like, but, like, you know, there are two ways of looking at something. Like,
right. Well, and you just
assuming everyone has trauma, or assuming everyone doesn't have trauma.
And part of me thinks, you know, I started doing this myself because I'm, you know, I kind of approach anybody I meet like maybe they also have maybe they've experienced something in their past. So, you know, maybe don't, you know, cuss so much around them. Or anything, and I just did it again. Okay, but, like, you know what I mean, or just you try to be cool. You know what I'm saying, Crystal? But, like, that's what. So I just think other humans might want to consider doing that because, like I said, yes, you know, and that's something else. I've met other people that have crawled their way out the mud, if you will, and they have this mentality. Obviously, they do everything right. They made all the right decisions because look where they are compared to their life, and they're just the best thing to ever happen, and so they can't be. It's like they can't be wrong. Now, don't get me wrong. Obviously, you did make real good decisions. You know what I'm saying? But also don't be a dick. And that feels right. We just circle back. Like, don't be a dick. That's a very solid pro tip. Life tip. You're welcome. Everybody. Life hack.
I know some people that have really messy lives. And until you, like, know them incredibly well, they will lie to everyone's face about, oh, yeah, everything's fine. Mommy and daddy are together. I'm best friends with my sister. Everything's great. Everything's fine. And I'm just like, we were just talking last week about how, like...
Well, how do you know what's is true, then?
I mean, I guess I don't. Maybe they're, like, a pathological liar and they lie about everything. But I've watched people, like, I know your mom and dad got a divorce, like, 2 or 3 months ago. And then they just went over to someone and acted like their parents are still together and everything's fine.
You know, and if that's a coping mechanism for them, like, if they, you know, and that's fine. Because some, you know, dude, I can tell you firsthand, people get real uncomfortable when you tell them stuff. Like, I, you know, that's why anybody who's had trauma, you know, get a therapist, dude. Because if you, I don't know, marry somebody who's amazing, like I did. What's up, Kyle? He's amazing. That's my baby. Anyway, you didn't experience shit like that. Like, it freaks them out. Like, I'll talk to him. I'll just, like, bring stuff up. And I do it with levity because, you know, it's dark humor. I don't know. When we found out the bio dad with the, you know, anyway, he has a murder rap right now. He's on a... Yeah, he's being prosecuted for murder one. He, over a 4-day span, murdered or beat a woman to death.
And that's dramatically different than just shooting a gun at someone. Like,
no, he...
Because, like, you're in close proximity. Yeah. They're, like, it's completely different than, like, you know, out of a moment of anger. Like, he consistently...
No, she was laying there, like, for that's... 4 days. Yeah, I've read some of the details on the order of commitment and stuff, and it's just like, what the f***, bro? And I'll tell you right now, that's totally brings everything back up. And it just makes me step back and be like, how the fuck did I win the lottery with this guy? He is the most amazing human. His mom's amazing. These people, I don't know what happened there. They make real bad decisions, maybe. I don't know. But I know when my husband found out, it was super awkward. I told him, I was like, oh, shit, he murdered a woman. And he was just like, oh, look at the blue car. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? A blue car? We are in the garage. Like, what are you talking about? There ain't no blue cars anywhere. But yeah, he was just like, it made him, you know, don't get me wrong. He's amazing. I'm just saying, like, and I'm making a joke about it. Yeah. And that's okay, though, because like, he's never experienced shit like that. And it's like, I was scared, though. I'd be like, man, I made babies with that man, you know, and he's going to be like, oh, shit. They got that bloodline. That's what I was scared of. I was like, oh God, he's going to think I pass it down, which is possible. I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't really know how genetics work, but all I'm saying is, you know, it was just really funny. Poor Kyle. He was just like, oh, poor Kyle. The whole world needs to say this. Poor Kyle. Yeah. Although Kyle has a bunch of funny memes. I have a whole collection of Kyle memes. Anyway, the point is, you know, like the monsters, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway. What I'm saying is, I know from firsthand experience, you tell people this and you're going to have one of two options. Somebody's going to be like, whoa, what the fuck? Oh my God, you know, and at least they're like, they're down to talk to you, you know, or you're going to have people that are like, anyway, so yeah, I'm trying to find anything else to talk about. And you're like, all right, my bad. I shouldn't have said anything. You know,
I usually get the, how did you turn out like kind of normal? That's usually the question I get a lot.
I get that a lot.
And I'm like, it was a lot of effort. Like I had to make a consistent effort to be like, this is what normal is. And you should normalize to normal because normal. And I'm still weird. Yeah. So it's okay.
Nah, yeah. My normal is, it's obvious I'm very professional. So I mean like, and you know, I work for an amazing company now. And they are incredible. And they actually they approached my situation from a perspective of trauma. I don't really know what that, there's an actual phrase for this. The point is like, it's like trauma, I keep wanting to say trauma-induced care. That is not right.
We purposely induce trauma in you.
That's not
if you come here, yeah. We will harm you, yeah. Just to let you know.
We heard that it helps babies understand things.
So that way they can be ambitious and successful.
Yeah, that way they're better. But but I cannot remember what that's called. But my company, like I went through all of the interviews and I did great until like, and then I did great the first half of the technical one. And then the second half, that week was f***ed, dude. Like I was getting texts that whole week from Vine, it's victims notification system. Anyway, they let people know if, you know, if the individual that victimize them is getting out of prison or whatever, right? So I was getting these notifications, and that whole week I was getting notifications, so-and-so was released from prison. He was released from custody, and I was like, what? You know, and like, I'm talking to the prosecutor trying to work shit out. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, does he have my name? I don't, you know, like my new name, you know what I mean? Like, and so I'm like in panic moment. Well, it was just the wording of it was fucked up because they had moved him from the prison up to this hospital where they were doing evaluations, you know, but it was just the wording. And unfortunately that it coincided with that third interview. And then in the middle of that interview, we had a little break, you know, cause we did like an hour chat thing. I don't know, man. And then like at the end, after that, you were supposed to do the technical part. Well, in between I had time. So I looked at my phone because it's like you know, it's 2023 and you know,
it's like an itch. You got to look at your phone.
Yeah. Like an idiot. And so like, I look on the phone and I get a little notification from, you know, Indeed, the job place. And it says, I got a message from a guy that has the same last name as him. And it's not a normal last. It's not like
it's pretty unique.
It's a very unique last name. Yeah. And so I was just like, and then I hurried up and turned it off. And I just like, oh, what's happening? You know what I mean? And I was like, and I'm like shaking. I started sweating and I get, you know, all of a sudden I'm doing the interview and I'm just freezing. I can't even like, Python is not looking right. I mean, I couldn't even look at the screen. Like the letters were, it was wild. I just straight up had like a moment and I was just like, what? And then I was just like, I just, and then, I mean, I knew I blew it obviously, but they hit me up. They're like, what happened? You were doing great. And then, you know, what happened? I was like, I don't know. And I actually ended up telling them everything because I felt like at that point I needed to explain myself, which sucked, but like, you know, was an amazing company. And guess what? They gave me another shot and I blew it out of the water, like in a good way, not a bad way, not like a Navy way, but like a good way. And, you know, I got the job and I hope I'm doing it. I, you know, my goal is to be a complete asset to that company and to the team. But like, yeah, I'm really just, I mean, amazing company.
That's so. That's great. I'm happy for you.
But you see what I'm saying? It's like that.
But you never would have gotten there if you hadn't gotten laid off and all those wonderful
things. Oh, yeah. Getting laid off in February has been honestly the best thing I've ever done. Like, or rather, the best thing that's ever happened to me. Because I've gotten, this is such a better gig for me. It's in cybersecurity where I'm kind of more comfortable versus healthcare where I'm like, I'm not a doctor. Like, how do, I don't know. Like, I don't know these terms. I got to study like words and shit and. I chose math, bitch. Damn it, it's for a reason. So, like, yeah, you know, healthcare's hard, but healthcare really needs themselves some data scientists. But a lot of people think they need data scientists. They ask need data engineers, man.
I mean, I got asked to build like a large language model, like refinement on 75, like rows records,
75? And they were
like, yeah, 75, and they were like one page long. So I mean, like, they were like, oh yeah, we have data. We have so much data. And it's then, not, like, not, yeah, yeah.
Not,
it took me a long time to realize it was 75 records, which we won't say who and what did that. But, yeah, in case anyone's wondering, it takes, like, a couple thousand to refine.
At minimum, yeah. Like, yeah. You're, yeah.
Yeah, not 75.
Yeah.
Not, that 75 is not data. 75 is, like, a folder.
You should have just been, like, here's a page that you gave me, and that's the summary, and just walked away and seen what happened.
I should have just put it all into ChatGPT and summarized.
Yeah, that's generative AI. Mm-hmm.
They're like, and they wanted me to build a generative model too, off of. Anyway, bitch, yep.
I got out of here, man. Like, that's
the number of people that have unrealistic expectations of AI is a little.
I mean, and I, because the thing is, right now it's just a big hot thing, and they, and the people, it's like, oh, people think it's new, and I'm like, dude, how long have you had Alexa in your house, bro? How long have you been talking into your Google Home? Yeah, that's what it's called, right? I don't remember. Is it got
dot? I don't
the
know.
Dot?
I don't know.
The dot. The Google dot. Sorry. Nope. Sorry.
But no, I have a Google Home or whatever.
I totally have one too, but she doesn't listen to me. I don't know what her problem is.
I don't understand why they didn't like put Bard in, like, give it its own voice, because it would be so much better than the Google. I'm like, they what's the temperature at noon? And it's like, I does not compute. I cannot answer. I'm like, you can't tell me what the temperature is going to be at noon. Like, but like, I'm pretty sure Bard can handle
Bard
that.
Bard is question. Solid. I really like, I know, don't get me wrong, everybody talks about ChatGPT, but I don't know. I
and apparently
Bard.
There's like another one, Hermes or
there's
something.
There's a few.
I was like, there's a lot.
Well,
out
I mean,
there.
There's so many right now, man. Like, but I don't know. There are honestly, a lot of them are really awesome. Like, I don't know if you've heard of Albus AI. And like Albus Dumbledore.
I'm like, I wonder where that came from. What do they do?
It's Harry Potter. Anyway, if you're wondering. big fan. But that's a really neat little tool, right? That helps you kind of learn. And it learns. Yeah. Just use it. Go use it. Go check it out. It's pretty awesome. It's not my company. So I'm not like trying to, maybe I shouldn't have said anything. But it's really neat. It's a really good idea. So.
I do have a question kind of like about your journey. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have like a mentor or someone that like got you on the right path? Or do you feel like it was just like all sheer force of will? Like, I will not be sucked back into this mess.
I would definitely say I had a mentor. I think you could call him, you could define him that way. But so one of my mother's many boyfriends, one that I didn't feel completely uncomfortable around, Jim. He was amazing. I actually refer to him as my dad. He and my mom dated when I was like 10. And he was an aeronautical engineer for Boeing. But I know he didn't have a degree. So I don't know, like, you know what I mean? The level or whatever. I know he didn't work on the plane itself. He worked at a cubicle. So, you know what I mean? But so like they did it for a little bit, and then my mom being who she is, it was like probably like 6 months, and she jumped around off around to different guys. So, but he came around in my back into my life when I was around 13 because I needed help with history because, you know, words and are hard. And I can't regurgitate that. Like, it's hard. Now I can. I'm doing a little better. But anyway, so he was like tutoring me in history, and then he started talking to me, and my mom didn't really share with anybody how my grades, and like, he was like, man, you actually make really good grades. I was like, yeah, but I really suck at history. And he's like, why are you focusing on that? And he steered me to being more accepting and you need to accept and encourage yourself and, you know, be confident and go with that route, you know. And it was like a whole drama there. She hated that it doesn't matter. But like the many times that she kicked me out, he was like, I was able to stay with him until he moved over to Wichita, Kansas. And even from there, he was sending me money to buy food because she wouldn't do that. And then he was sending me money to buy clothes because she wouldn't do that. You know, he was amazing. He helped me get my car because I had to steal hers every time she passed out. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I mean, she wasn't using it. I don't see the problem. But like, I had to work. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's got to take me to work. And so I was like 15 and I'd be like, she's not using this sweet ass station wagon. What's up? So finally, he got me a Corsica. Not a station wagon, but it's fine. Whatever. But yeah, big Jim, big fan. He was amazing. And he went to my graduation. He went to my boot camp graduation. He came out and went to my DLI or Defense Language Institute, where I graduated with my Russian. Anyway, he came out there. He actually liked me. Wild, right? And yeah,
this might be, I don't know if this is too much, but like, did your own mother come out for those things? Or?
No. That's a whole story right there. That was like a whole nother podcast. No, my mom, no. She showed up to my high school graduation, but she was not invited. My high school counselor was a complete word that I, C word, but.
Nice human, right?
I'll bring it down.
She was
a dick. And she wouldn't let me take calculus my senior year of high school because she straight up told me, she's like, you're not going to pass that. Don't you want to graduate? And I was like, I've made nothing but A's. What are you talking about? Like, what the best? I mean, to be fair, though, I had friends whose parents straight up asked me if I was going to graduate high school. And I was like, I'm like the top 7% of my class. Yeah. I mean, that's the intent. Like, what else would I do? You know what I mean? Like,
some people fumble right before the touchdown.
I mean, you know, I get it. And then I reeked of like cigarette smoke because of my mom. And, you know, I wore weird clothes because, you know, she didn't buy me anything. So, like, I found it. It was mine, you know. But, like, that sounds like I stole. I didn't steal. It was just like, you know, I'm saying like her shit. I would go in her closet or whatever, but whatever. And so, yeah, I mean.
So have you thought about like movie deals, books? Like,
no, this is my first time telling, like sharing. I mean, like my mom was she was so mean, dude. She's still mean to this day. Like, won't even acknowledge her. Whatever. Anyway, she's just does not like me.
Like, and she won't made admit that very clear. Any fault for anything.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. And I'm like, she's like, I never said that. I was like, you were like drunk all the time. So like, I don't know, but I don't think you really actually remember. So she was like, yeah, well, I know I drink a lot, but I'd remember that. I was like, for sure.
The sober person obviously doesn't know what's going on. The drunk one is the the one who does all the extra drugs. And
exactly. Yeah. No, she's got it. She's got it.
Yeah. That's the person we want on record. Yeah,
she's an a-hole. But no, she was my anti-example. You know, she was the data I learned from. And I, you know, to be fair, so was the biological father. But he that was like data to stay away from, which, you know, it's a whole other level. So but
I mean, like. Most people get like pulled back into it and don't escape.
I don't know. I mean, obviously there were slips I've made in the, you know, past on my journey, you know, but
you consistently made the right choice though. And you're completely
I mean, I eventually got here and I mean, I can tell you right now that, I mean, 100% the best thing I ever did was join the military. The Air Force hands down saved my life. You know what I mean? Like I do not know. I mean, there's no way I would have ever gone to college without it because I would never have afforded it. And I know it's not for everyone, you know what I'm saying? But like, it is an option for kids, young people coming out of high school and that have these, because this is not like, a lot of people are like, oh, that's very unique. That's not unique. This is, go into a white trash neighborhood and tell me this is unique. This is normal. Like, this is what they experience every day. And it's, I shouldn't say white trash.
No. I was just going to say, like, okay. I grew up below the poverty line. Yeah. Like, the stuff you're saying doesn't faze me. Like, I watch, what's that show with the family that's in Chicago that's, like, a giant mess? And they're called Gallagher's.
I'm really bad at this. Unless it's, like, got a dragon, I don't really watch it. So
no, it's like but it's just, like, it's a mess and it's kind of trashy. And
Oh shit! No, I know what you're talking about. My sister. So I have a sister and a brother from my biological father's side mm-hmm. as well. I found them on Facebook when I was 24. So, she knows. Is it Shameless?
Yes,
she watches Shameless. Yeah, she watches that, and she says the same thing. It's funny because she grew up. It's Granite City, Illinois. It's a really shitty area.
Yeah. It's like Gary, Indiana, that's like right next to Chicago and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, it's like a mess. But I'm from Detroit, so obviously, and like I grew up between Detroit and Flint. Super, you know.
Yes. So I would say Detroit, Chicago, and St. Louis are all similar.
Oh, very nice, clean, safe places.
Terrible is what I would say. But
when you can buy a house for $5,000.
When you do look up East St. Louis, we actually did this for fun, me and my husband. You can buy a house there for like $1,500.
Oh, I mean, that
was
steal. Actually
like I think that was the average. I'm not 100% sure, but do not do that. Do not buy a house in East St. Louis.
I mean, in the
same
way.
Terrible decision. Or do. I don't know, man. Whatever you're into. I don't know.
I say like you can buy it. You might not wake up the next morning, but you can buy it and live there.
You can buy it and just like not live there and then, you know, house a bunch of interesting.
I wouldn't want to. Anyway, it's not safe.
I wouldn't do it.
But what I'm trying to say is like, there's a lot of people that come from a really sordid backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
And they try to get out of it. And
that's why, honestly, that's why I decided to do this is because my advice to them is to find that thing that you're good at. It might not be math. Maybe it's like you're good with your hands. I don't know. There's so many options out there. Like go be a plumber. I don't know.
Or a welder.
Oh, yeah. Be a welder. That's cool. Do that for real, actually. Yeah. But I would, you know, I would say that's also dangerous, like your fingers. But that's, you know, your decision. But I'm saying like maybe an electrician.
But I mean, that's dangerous, too. That's running electricity is like can kill you. Welding can kill you. Like,
all right. I don't know. I'm going to let them decide. That's what I'm saying. Pick whatever you're good at, man, and roll with it. Like
the trades are, you know. They're now, booming in a way.
Well, I mean, dude, zombie apocalypse happened. You're probably going to still need a shit. So, like, we need plumbers. Okay? Just saying.
I'm not sure how much we're going to have treated water to run through plumbing.
Then you're going to be shitting a lot more. See? Think about it. Might die. Maybe a little bit. Because, you know, bacteria. But I'm just saying, you know, your plumbing is it's very important, in my opinion. I have a lot of opinions about plumbing, apparently. I've had a lot of gut surgeries, so, you know.
Oh, wow.
A good thing. Yeah. Eventually.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm better now.
Okay. That's good.
Thing. Anyway, it's fine. I'm good. Just a few C-sections and, like, pieces being taken out.
Yeah. I mean, they take a whole human out and all that fun
my
stuff.
My little babies. I loved him. Sorry. They're very cute.
They are. I did actually see them. They are very adorable.
Yeah, her daughter's pretty. That's probably why my kid liked yours. Oh, are we allowed to hang out now?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to date. That's the rule.
I thought we were going on like a play date.
Yeah,
like,
we were
the
doing
kids.
That, but they can't like each other that much because they're.
My daughter has informed me she's getting married at the ripe age of 5.
Oh.
I'm like, please don't. Please wait until you're like 40.
Yeah. My youngest has told me, actually got really pissed at me. He's an asshole. He goes, Mom, I really want to marry you. And I was like, oh, baby, I'm so sorry. I'm already taken. He's like, I hate you then. And like runs off, throws his Godzilla down the stairs, takes off. I'm like, God, dude, it's your dad. Like, I'm married to your dad. Okay. Like,
I mean, I had my daughter say that.
Calm your shit down, 4-year-old. Damn. Like.
And then I also had to explain to her she can't marry multiple men.
that's a hard one to understand. I see that. I got to collect them all.
Pokemon. She's like, well, I'm going to marry Kaysen and Desmond. And I was like, sweetie, you can only have one, sweetie.
Aww. She's got an entourage. Like, Mom, stop holding her back. Damn. Can you be supportive? Shit.
It's like, it's not socially acceptable to have three husbands, sweetie.
I don't think
I'm
it's allowed. I'm pretty sure it's legal. I don't know.
Maybe if you go to Utah, I don't know. Ooh, boops. Ooh, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
But also might be accurate. Just saying.
I mean, they made enough TV shows about it that obviously people are getting away with it in some capacity.
All I'm saying is marriage should be, if you want to marry more than one person, you do you. I don't give a shit.
I do disagree with taking young women who have no experience in life.
That's a little different. Like, when I say that, what I mean is two grown-ass humans that consent.
Not a daddy giving away a little girl that has no clue what the hell's
going on.
Or
a daddy marrying a little girl that he, you know, created. Ew.
I think that's illegal, like, to marry your own kid.
Not on those goddamn compounds. I've seen them.
Anywhere.
Watch a documentary.
Yes, I have. And I've seen men. I've seen documentaries where men have 60 some odd kids from, like, 15 odd wives. Anyway.
Can you imagine the amount of work, though?
Well, I mean, when you have 15 wives and they're all competing.
I'm tired just thinking about that. Shouldn't tell that. Don't put that in there. Don't put that in there.
Please note, Roberto, please cut all of us talking about. I went off about a topic the other day and I was like, Roberto, you need to scrub it. He's like, but people actually want to listen to it. And I was like,
do they though?
And you're educated about it. And I was like, and I even told someone else I had him cut it. And they're like, damn, Sarah, I would have wanted to listen to that. And I was like, no.
I don't know, man.
I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to be in hot water. I'd rather be like plain Jane than controversial
like,
and
I
angry.
Will, if you want me to be controversial, I got to put on a mask. And I have this amazing like creepy ass teddy bear mask with like all the fake blood and shit. I should have worn that. But I would rock that and say some crazy shit.
There are two things I assume that the president does that like
kill people is one of them.
Well, I mean, I don't think he like calls straight out hits, but like, you know, and then I assume that the president's cheating on his wife.
Biden.
Well, I mean, not him, but like in general, whoever the president is, they don't have any rules.
I don't think Michelle would have handled that. I don't think she would allow that to happen. She seems like she knows what's up. That's all I'm saying.
Have you seen Obama recently?
No. Is he older looking?
He looks really old.
Well, can you imagine having to do that for 8 years? I would have been totally gray. Like, I don't even know if I would have made it.
He's now, like, mostly gray.
Well, I mean, have you seen, like, the transition photos, right? Where they show, like, when he
before
started.
Before and after.
Man, dude, it's wild. I was like,
you have to make so many big decisions that impact so many people.
No, thank you. No, thanks. Yeah. I mean, I would do it, but I would also kill a lot of people. But, I mean, other than that, I'm not.
I don't think I want to be president. I'm just going to say that.
I'd do it.
I want to run a data science team and mentor people and teach people data science.
I'm actually trying. Well,
so I'm hungry. I'm bad with power. Yeah. I want to teach people data science, make them good data scientists. No, I know people who are managers and they just like bully other people for the funsies. They're like, you need to work over the weekend and do this thing. And then when you do it, they're like, ignore you and they don't even like utilize it.
You need to work with, man, these fucking companies need some pointers from Revicom.
And I'm just like,
I love my company. I can't imagine.
And I'm just like flabbergasted. I'm like, it's 2023. Like you can let, and I will stand by this and anyone can hear this. You let people smoke cigarettes, but you put a warning on it that it shortens your life. The amount of stress you incur during your life shortens your life. The number of overnights and everything that you do, like it shortens your life in the same way smoking a cigarette does. It might be 5 minutes, it might be 10 minutes, it might not be like that set amount, but like that stress reduces your lifespan.
I think Man, there was a pediatrician that I follow on LinkedIn. I cannot remember her name. Gosh, dang it. Anyway, she said, she was saying that level of stress, what you're describing, it actually will affect your, like, DNA. And so, like, epigenetic DNA, and it can be passed down, like, through the
epigenetic
ranks,
right? Yeah, there's a book I'm reading. It's, like, something about ancestors. I can't remember the title, but, like, and it says, like, it goes on three generations. It's in your epigenetic code. And they were looking at Holocaust survivors.
Yep. And how it's impacting their kids and stuff like that, yeah.
And the kids are dealing with PTSD, even though they had healthy, happy, stable childhoods. And so it's, you know, it's not always your fault you have depression. You have latent depression because, what, like, two generations ago? They went through literally financial depression and weathered it. And now we're dealing with the fallout still. And I just don't know how many people don't realize that, like, the stress from their ancestors, from immigrating here, from all of that, we are living with that trauma. And it's
the good
so
thing,
intriguing.
Though, and this is what she said in her TED Talk, which has actually been helping me quite a bit. Because that's, like, a big thing for me, like, having, you know, coming from where I came from and being related to this guy who did this. And you know, that's like what he did just recently. Like, that's not even counting, like, the horrible shit he put my mom through, that he did to me, that he, you know what I mean? Like, he did to Patty, which was his girlfriend after my mom and stuff. Like, I, you know, he was horrible. And I think about that coming from that and impacting my boys. So that's like, that was like a huge issue for me for a while. And then I saw this TED talk. I really will give you her name because this is a big deal. This is important. She's amazing. And she was saying, the thing is, it can be reversed. Like it can be, you can still modify it, right? Like, so nurture versus nature, you know, if you're saying you can have this DNA situation, like, you know,
the epigenetics.
Yeah. The impact from the trauma happening to you, but you, it doesn't have to be like that for your kid, right? Yeah. So like you can give them this nurturing environment and it will fix it or change it. Again, I would really recommend looking at, like, listening to her talk. I fucked that up, I'm sure. But she like made me feel a lot better about the situation because like we're talking like legit diagnoses with this person, you know, with Rusty and like, it, you know, and my mom. So it's like, you know, I'm scared, you know. But like,
you just have to keep in mind you have two X chromosomes.
I know.
And so, I mean, if you were a guy, you would only have one copy of each and you're kind of a little bit more in trouble. But you have two X and so it
is so
different. And you have so a double copy.
Well, I can tell you right now, my oldest has zero display of any kind of violence. Like we try to get him into jiu-jitsu. It didn't work out. He did not like the whole idea of being a fighting. Like it bothered him. Like he will fight, but it will end up like he will fight, but it's a tickle fight. And like, so he'll attack you in all your pits, you know, so like your armpit, your leg pit, your neck pit, wrist pit. We got a lot of pits in our family. Anyway, the point is like, that's how we fight. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We get at each other, we goof. And so when like they're actually like throwing each other to the ground on these mats, oh man, he cried. I felt really bad. My 4-year-old though, yeah, you know, he was into it. He was all about that. He's a spider monkey. That dude, that kid is, he's crappy. He's going to be something else. He's tiny too. He's little. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I got my work cut out there. But they're cute. They're worth it.
Kids are always worth it. That's another thing that shocks me about corporate working environment is that, like, they work so much. How are you ever going to meet someone and have kids?
I mean, I've met plenty of people that's actually what they want. They don't want to have kids. They want to work like that. That's like, they want to work for, you know, other reasons. Oh, God. Not kids.
But I mean, like, I get the most joy out of my entire life, more than anything else, out of spending time with my daughter, doing meaningful things with my daughter. And I understand some people genuinely don't want to have kids. And I'm not saying they're wrong. That's their choice.
It's totally fine. If you're not willing to give up, like, basically your whole self for another creature. Yeah.
But I do think, like, it's a normal thing to want, like, fellow companionship or to be partnered up in some capacity. Mm-hmm. And not having the bandwidth to do that because of high working hours is just, it's intriguing. I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, that's, again, it's a human element behind all that data, right? Like, there's always a human element. And, like, they're so complex. God damn it, humans. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Sorry. Anyway.
You're allowed to say all of those things.
Am I allowed to say GD?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why not.
It happens. I'm sorry. Anyway.
I don't know. My 5-year-old's obnoxiously cute because I told her she's allowed to say, oh, my God. So she's been walking around and being like, oh, my God. And then she's like, they didn't get mad at me. And I'm like, most people aren't going to get mad because you say, oh, my God. So,
yeah,
this is a little bit more escalated than, oh, my God. But same idea.
Well, like, for you, though, that's a big deal because how you were raised, right? So I'm sure you weren't allowed to say that.
I wasn't allowed to say or do anything. But, like, somehow I love extreme sports, don't do any drugs.
What? Extreme sports weren't allowed? The hell is that? What's wrong with
that? I mean, I don't know. I don't know where that came in, but, I do trapeze. I've done trapeze, snowboarding. Like, I'm kind of an adrenaline junkie as far
five.
As sports.
You do you. Not me.
Like, roller derby, like. Mm-mm. But, I mean, I, you know, being a proper, like, sitting there, like, grandpa's a pastor, mommy and daddy are super obsessed with religion, so, you know, everyone's like, oh, she's such a sweet, like, blah blah blah. I mean, I am.
Do they take credit for all your accomplishments?
No, right now they're mad that they allowed me to get educated. Like, I've been receiving nasty messages about, I'm like, I paid for your car, I paid for every vacation you've had for like the last 3 or 4 years. And I've flown
out. You've paid for their vacations?
Yes. And then, And then I've flown out to their house multiple times so they could spend time with their granddaughter. I've paid for them to fly out to see their granddaughter. I offered to buy them a house so they could spend more time with their granddaughter. I'm their only child. But then for some reason, they're so hateful right now that I am educated. And they're saying, like, I've fallen away from God and a bunch of other stuff. And my mom's walking around telling my whole family, trash talking my whole family about how awful I am. I'm like, I have paid for a lot of things for you. You've never even bought me a car.
Is it because you wear pants? You think that's like the big deal?
I have an issue with that. She wears pants too.
Does she though? I mean, I heard that they don't.
I mean, as far as I'm aware, she actually physically wears pants.
Physically.
And she has previously worn figure skating outfits. So, and those are pretty like revealing.
Does she figure skate?
Yeah, my mom taught figure skating.
Oh man, that's intense.
Yeah, well, and Olympic level figure skating. Oh, no, and so I have a very strong opinion about allowing my child to even think about pursuing Olympic things. I'm like, absolutely not. No way.
Don't
I was around a bunch
there, of. I don't know if this is racist. Are you Russian?
No, but I grew up around a lot of Russian and Chinese expats because figure skating.
Right. That's why I asked, because it's like they take that shit seriously, man. That and gymnastics. And like basically if a kid shows any kind of like. Their
aptitude.
Yeah, aptitude for that subject, whether it be chemistry or
that's all
like
you
that.
Do is that one subject.
Yeah, they do not have any other. It's like chosen for them young age, and that's all they focus on. They have very good chemists and mathematicians, though. I'm just saying.
Well, you have to decide what your major is before you even enter college, and then you're stuck in it.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't have an option. Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, they do have really good.
Well, that's because you're so driven and focused, but. Yeah, it's interesting, but I try to.
That's an intense personality, though. Somebody that's like coaching a sport like that at that level. And so having a mom like that who has apparently lots of interesting.
So just take that level of passion and apply it to religion.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I still have a problem with hotel rooms because my mom did demon exorcisms in hotel rooms every time we were there. So as an adult woman who knows there are no demons in said hotel room, I cannot sleep. On work trips because my brain's like, there's a demon in here. And I'm like, adult brain's like logically like, no, there is no demon. And I'm like, and I'm like, I'm 33 weird. And I'm struggling with demons
Isn't
in my hotel
annoying?
Rooms.
Like, dude, it doesn't matter. Like these have control over you, like your whole life. And you don't even realize it. You're just like, oh, I'm viscerally reacting. You know what I'm saying? Just to like, think about it.
Yes.
Ugh, that is the most angering shit, you know? I don't know. Like, I'm working on that. But, like, yeah, like being involved in those publishings, and I did not put my name on it because it freaked me out. And now I'm like,
I mean, like, I use a pseudonym.
So I was talking to a friend about that. And the thing is, it was, like, related to that company
mm-hmm.
that we worked for. And so, like, I'm wondering if that had something to do with it. Like, for internal reasons, you know, like he wanted real names on it, but
okay.
Like I'm wondering if so. So instead of putting my name on it, he just put like the entire advanced analytics team. But everybody else was named me, so he only did that for me. But you know, it worked out. So like, that's the only thing I can assume because I really wanted to be like Xena Fire Dragon. That'd be a bomb ass name.
I mean, we can just put your name on here as Xena Fire Dragon if you want.
Love it. Let's do it. But I want Xena with a Z.
Okay.
I don't want to be Crazy Town with an X. I want it to be different.
Do you have any final thoughts or anything?
If you are, I don't know, if you're listening to this and you feel like you're in a situation where you're stuck, there are options. Just, I know it's, you know, push forward, think forward, and push forward, and you'll be fine. There's options, there's ways, there's people you can talk to, reach out for help. I
would say don't ever take no for an answer. Know your worth. Always push forward.
But be careful, you know, at the same time.
What?
I just like, because if you live in a household where, you know, just try to make it out of that household.
Yeah.
You know.
I know.
Safely.